From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Mr. Turnbull spoke at a news conference with Mr. Pence in Sydney today.
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time. In fact, before I was Prime Minister, it is self-evident that China has the opportunity, and we say the responsibility, to bring pressure to bear on North Korea to stop this reckless and dangerous trajectory.
Vice President Pence added that all options remain on the table, but the U.S. is quietly confident that China will pressure North Korea on its weapons program. Satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear weapons test. That's according to the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. The report says the site appears capable of conducting a nuclear test at any time the order is received from Pyongyang. The web publication 38 North, which shares analysis of Korean affairs, reported Friday that pictures of the test site show new activity near the site's north portal. The images are believed to show at least five mining carts, one small equipment trailer, and a net canopy that could be concealing equipment beneath it. 38 North says the pumping of water used to maintain a stable environment for the nuclear material seems to have ceased. Also, images of the main administrative area show a small truck or van present in a courtyard, along with several unidentified objects and activities. This is VOA News. An overnight Taliban suicide raid on a major military base in northern Afghanistan left at least 135 people dead, mostly soldiers, and the deadliest attack on Afghan forces. The attack on the highly secured Afghan military facility has refueled criticism of the government's security measures and its policy in tackling the resurgent Taliban. Afghan security forces have suffered massive casualties since U.S.-led foreign combat troops left Afghanistan in 2014. A man was shot and killed during massive protests in the Venezuelan capital, making him the ninth person to be killed during protests in the country this month. Neighborhoods have had nearly daily and increasingly violent protests as the country slides deeper into economic crisis. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have participated in the demonstrations to denounce what they consider an increasingly authoritarian government. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a full review of the powers given to government regulators to oversee the banking and finance industries following the financial meltdown of 2008. Mr. Trump went to the Treasury Department Friday to sign three executive orders that start the process of fulfilling his campaign pledges to undo regulations that he says unduly train the U.S. economy or strain the U.S. economy. U.S. Secretary Steve Mnuchin explained that two of the orders could eventually lead to a significant revision of a controversial provision of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law. One order temporarily freezes a portion of Dodd-Frank, known as the Orderly Liquidation Authority, which gives the federal government broad discretion in making loans to failing financial institutions. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis visited Israel on the Middle East tour to discuss regional security.
Secretary Mattis's visit to Israel marked the first trip to the country by a cabinet member in the new Trump administration. And Israeli leaders were eager to praise the Trump team for their tough approach towards Syria and Iran. Mattis stressed the need to defeat Islamic State and confront Iranian activities, which he said continues to threaten Israel and its neighbors with ballistic missiles through its maritime activities and through its proxies and surrogates such as Hezbollah, a terrorist organization that's helping Syrian President Bashar al-Assad stay in power.
I think it's important that we remind ourselves that if good people don't band together, then bad people can do a lot of damage in this world.
Israeli leaders applauded the recent U.S. missile strike against a Syrian military airfield for Assad's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Carla Babb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.